Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Tes Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, about 9 lines from the top, by the words Rava Amar. So we're really in the middle of a shakl of Atarya. We mentioned on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, we mentioned the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said that that which the Mishnah says, the shear for Achil on Yom Kippur to be Chayiv Kares, is a Kesevah Sagaso. So the shear of a Kesevah Sagaso, this large date, is that it's larger than the Kebetzah. He said that the shear of a Kesevah Sagaso is larger than the Kebetzah. Now the Gemara asked, from a halacha in Hilchos Sukkah. Because the halacha with regards to achila in a sukkah, eating inside of the sukkah, is that the shear of what's considered a sudas keva, that's chayiv in a sukkah, is only if a person eats the shear of a kebetza. Less than the kebetza is considered like a snack, it's an achilas aright, and it's not chayiv in sukkah. Only an achila that's a kebetza is chayiv in sukkah. However, the Gemara brought a story that Rav Gamliel ate two dates outside of the sukkah. So it was a kash on Rav Yehuda. How could Rav Yehuda say that one date with its pit is larger than the kibetza? If so, then how could Rav Gamliel eat two dates outside of the, he ate it really inside the sukkah, but he said it was only a chumrah. He said that really maker I didn't, he didn't, he was not chayiv in achila inside the sukkah, even though he ate two dates. Well, if one date is larger than the kibetza, then how is he able to do such a thing? How is he able to eat these two dates outside the sukkah? So says the Gemara, Rava Amar, we said one teretz in the previous year, Rava Amar in second teretz, that Hasam Hainu Taima, the reason why Rav Gamliel said that Me'ikar Adini wasn't Chayiv in Sukkah, really it could be a Kesevah Sagasa is larger than a Kebetza. Ah, so then how is he able to eat these two dates outside the Sukkah Me'ikar Adin? Says Rava Hainu Taima, Mishum Dahavu Le Peri, because there he was eating dates, and dates are fruits. When it comes to fruits, even if you eat larger than a kibetza, so then you're never going to be chayiv in sukkah. Always, no matter how many fruits you eat, fruits are always considered an achilas arayt, always has a din of a snack, and it's not chayiv in achila inside of the sukkah, but really it could be like Rav Yehuda, that a kesevah sagasa is larger than a kibetza. In fact, the Gemara Meisve, is that really true that fruits are always considered a snack? But Amar Rebbe, Rebbe once said that Kashayinu Laimdim Torah Itzel Rebbe Elazar ben Shammua, when we were learning Torah by Rebbe Elazar ben Shammua, so Heviu Lefanenu Te'enim Vanavim, he brought in front of us some peiros, he brought in front of us Te'enim in Anavim, different peiros, Va'achalnu Machilas Arai Chutz HaSukkah, and we snacked on it outside the Sukkah. So it's mashma from there that only Achilas Arai in Achilas Kfaloi. It's mashma only if you eat it as a snack, so then they were able to eat it outside the Sukkah, because they ate it as a snack, they snacked on it. Mashma, if they would make it their lunch, if they would have lunch, if they would eat the figs and the grapes as their lunch, so then they would be chayiv in sukkah. So you see, even peiros could be chayiv in sukkah. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what they meant. Ema achalnum ke achilas arei chutz sukkah, and we ate it as a snack outside the sukkah, because even though they really ate a large amount, they really could be they ate more than a kibetza. They ate it for lunch, but since it was fruits, so therefore it's always considered like an achilas arei of bread. No matter how many fruits you eat, it always has a din of achilas arei of less than a kibetza of bread, and it's not going to be chayiv in sukkah. That's what they meant to say. Or Yibayis Ema, what they said was, what Rabbi was saying was that achalnu machilas keva, we ate an achilas kva of the peiros, meaning of the fruits, which always has a din of an achilas arai. They really ate a large amount of the fruits. Va'achalnu pas achilas arai ba'adayu, and we also had less than a kibetz of bread, and we ate all of this chutz l'sukkah. We ate all of this outside the sukkah. So even though we ate a lot of fruits, since we ate some bread, but everything, the fruits, even though it was a large amount, the bread was less than the kibetza, neither of those things are chayiv in sukkah, and that's why we were able to eat it outside the sukkah. That's what they meant to say. But really, fruits, no matter how many fruits you eat, are never going to be chayiv in sukkah. Says the Gemara, Lema Misayayale, there's even a raya to Rava, that achilas peiros is not chayiv in sukkah, no matter how many peiros you eat, because we learned, the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah, that l'fichachem hishlim b'minei targima yotza, that a person has to have a certain amount of sudais throughout the chag of Sukkot. If, let's say, a person doesn't have any bread, so instead he eats minei targima, he eats fish, or chicken, or meat, he eats that as his suda, so the halacha is he's yotza yisuda. So now it's mashma from here, that it's dafka if you eat these types of food, foods like fish and chicken and meat. If you're going to tell me that peiros, if you eat a large amount, that they're chayiv in sukkah, so listen to peiros. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that you can even eat peiros as your suda? It's mashma from here that if you don't have bread, the only thing that can take the place to be chayiv in sukkah, to be count as your suda on sukkahs, is eating things like fish and chicken and meat. But eating fruits, no matter how many fruits you eat, it will never be considered a suda skvad that's chayiv in sukkah. So says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. That's not a raya that peiros is always considered a raya. Because I can tell you that my mina targima, peiros, that when it says mina targima, it's not referring to fish and chicken and meat. It's referring to fruits. And even fruits could be considered a regular meal that's chayiv in sukkah. Or even if mina targima means like we originally assumed, it means like fish and chicken and meat, but still it's not a raya that it's dafka these things and not fruit, because it could be the Tanis talking in a place where they didn't have fruit. But if you live in a place where you have fruits, then go ahead, have the fruit for your suda. It just happens to be that the Tana lived in a place that they didn't have fruit, so when he was coming to say of what you could eat instead of bread, he listed the things that he had in his locale. So he mentioned fish, meat, and chicken, but really even fruits you could eat, and there's no raya from here that even a large amount of fruits is always considered an achilas aray. Al-Kapanim, all of this was Shitas Rav Yehuda. We said Rabbo or Rava B'Shem Rav Yehuda, that he said that the Kesevas Hagasa is larger than the Kebetza. Now the Gemara brings a different Shita. That Rav Zvida Amar, that no, Kesevas Hagasa Sha'amru Chaseir Mikabetza. This shear of Kesevas Hagasa to be Chayiv Kareis for Inyan Yom Kippur, the shear of Kesevas Hagasa is smaller than the Kebetza. Which is the way we paskin. The way we paskin, it's Ran and Shulchan Aruch, is that the Kesevas Hagasa is smaller than the kabeitza, which the Mefarshim explained at the Nafkamina, is that even though we're not paskening who's chayiv karis or not, but the Nafkamina, like we mentioned in the previous years, with regards to a chayla sheish by sakana, that a chayla sheish by sakana, we give him to eat on Yom Kippur, he's a matzav asakana, so we give him to eat, so we try to ideally, akal kal kaidem, to give him the more kal iser. So being that the shear of a kesevas agasa is chayiv kari, so we try to avoid that shear as much as possible. If a person needs, he's mamish achayla, the doctors, the rav said that he mamish needs to eat a full shear, so nevada, we give it to him. But if we could get away with giving less than a shear at a time, in different intervals, less than the kedei achilas pras, so then we ideally try to do that, to eat dafka b'shiurim, it's called, to eat less than the kesevas agasa at a time. So the way we paskin is like Reb Zvid, that this shear of kesevas agasa is less than the kebetza. Now it's not clear how much less than the kebetza, and like we just said, we need to know, halach l'maisa, when we're feeding a chayla, what's the shear we're trying to avoid? It's less than the kebetza. How much less than the kebetza? So says the Ran on this Gemara, says the Ran, that mstama, it's only slightly less than the kebetza, because being that we mentioned the shita of Rav Yehuda is that the kesevas agasa is even larger than the kebetza, so why assume that the machlekes is such a large machlekes? The Rav Yehuda held it was larger than the kebetza, and Rav Zvid holds it's not much tiny. That doesn't make as much sense. We'd rather always we try to minimize the machlekes as much as possible. So from the fact that Rav Yehuda said that the kesevas agasa is larger than the kebetza, so Rav Zvid, who says it's smaller, he must mean just slightly smaller. That's what the Ran writes, it must be slightly smaller. L'maisa, he says, that for a chayla she'esh by sakana that needs to eat on Yom Kippur, so he can be safe when he eats two-thirds of a kebetza. The two-thirds, he can be safe, that you could be rest assured, that that's less than a kesevas agasa, that that's not a shear, that's chayiv karis, it's two-thirds of a kebetza, and that's what's brought down L'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, is that two-thirds of a kebetza, that's what it means to eat a shiurim. We try to give a chayla sheish by sakana shiurim, it means we give him two-thirds of a kebetza at a time. Conveniently, many Paiskim say that comes out to be about a shot glass. That's what they say, to stuff food into a shot glass. That's how you could determine how much food you could eat at a time in different intervals. Ideally, 9-minute intervals, we'll discuss Bezus Hashem in the future weeks in the Reis al Halachas. Says the Gemara though, so Ditnan. Rav Zvid brings a raya. He says, doesn't just say it. He says he's kesevas agasa is less than a kebetza, and he has a raya to this that the kesevas agasa is less than a kebetza. Ditnan. We learned in the Mishnah Maseches Beitza. Says Beishami Aimrim Saar bechazayis chames bechakaytavas, that the shear for Saar and Pesach for the Isra Bayirah Bayimatzah, Pesach is coming up. So we have learned the halachas now. So sa'ar, the halacha for how much sa'ar a person has to have to be ayivra bayira bayimatzah is the smaller shears of the is a kezayis. Chametz is more kali, and the larger shears is a kesevas. Sa'ar is, besides it being chametz itself, is also able to make other things into chametz. It's very chamer, so therefore that is a smaller shear. It's a more chamer shear. Even just the kezayis, a person would be ayivra bayira bayimatzah. But when it comes to chametz, and then there's a larger shear of a kesevas. Now v'havinam, but we asked my time in the Beis Shammai. How does what's Beis Shammai's makar? Right, there's these two different shiurim, and we explained because Beis Shammai said that nichtav rechmanu chametz v'loy bayi sa'ar. Why doesn't the Torah tell us that you can't have chametz or sa'ar on Pesach? Just say you can't have chametz, and I know v'ana amina umach chametz she'enu chimutzei kasha. If you can't even have chametz, even though chametz is more kal, that it's not kasha, and still it's aser. But kezayis, and still it's also because ayis. So sa'ar shechimutzei kasha l'kol shekein. So all the more so, sa'ar should be aser on Pesach. So why does the Torah have to specify both of them? Said Beis Shammai, that means the palginu rachmana, with the fact that the Torah split them up, limda l'chash shiurei shalzeh like shiurei shalzeh. It must be to teach us that they have two different shiurim. And we assume that sa'ar is b'kezayis. We assume most shiurim in general in the Torah, especially if it's not specified otherwise, is generally a kezayis. So sa'ar, it's this very chamra, we give that the smaller shiur of a kezayis. The chametz, we say it must be, it's more kal, it's this larger shiur. So what's the larger shiur above a kezayis? A kezeves. So therefore we give the shiur of a kezeves. Now says Rav Zvid, v'yisal kodai to kezeves agasa shamr is yisera mikabetza. Now if you're going to think that a kezeves agasa is larger than a kabetza, so let's see. Beis Shammai has shiura the nafish mikazayis kamahadri. Beis Shammai doesn't have a raya that the shear is a kesevas. They just want to say that it's larger than a kesevas. That the shear of chametz is larger, is more kal than the shear of sar. So they're looking for a shear which is larger than a kesevas. So listening kabetza, why do they jump to a kesevas? If kesevas is larger than a kabetza, why would they assume that the shear for chametz is a kesevas? Listening kabetza, why wouldn't they assume that the shear is a kabetza? And the truth is, even if Kesevas Agasa was exactly the same as the Kabetza, Nisni Kabetza, why would they say a weird term of a Kesevas, that that's the shear? Why not choose the classic shear of Kabetza, which is a shear that's used very often, is this term of a Kabetza? So why wouldn't they say that the shear is a Kabetza? Elav Shema Mina, Kesevas Pichusa Mi Kabetza. It must be because really Kesevas Agasa is a different shear than a Kabetza, and it's smaller than a Kabetza. So therefore, when they were looking for the next shear up from a Kezayis, the next shear up that they found was a Kesevas Agasa. That's why they chose that shear. That's how they understood that that must be the shear for Kezayis. So we have a raya for Chametz. So we have a raya from here that the Kesevas Agasa is smaller than a Kabetza. However, says the Gemara, there's no raya. Mimai, what's the raya? Vil malaylum en malacha Kesevas Agasa shamru is yiseir mi Kabetza. I could tell you really like Rav Yehuda that really a Kesevas Agasa is larger than a Kabetza. Hastama Kabetza. A Kesevas Agasa is larger than a Kabetza. Because remember, the term that we're trying to figure out how large it is in our Mishnah, is not just the Kesevas. It's Kesevas Agasa. So it could be really Kesevas Agasa is larger than a Kabetza. Ain't a Chanami. You have a rhyme from the Mishnah of Betza that a Kesevas is smaller than a Kabetza. Because like we said, that's why Beis Shammai jumped to this year. It must be a Kesevas is smaller than a Kabetza. Ain't a Chanami. You have a rhyme from here that a Kesevas is smaller than a Kabetza. But we're not trying to figure out the shear of a Kesevas. We're trying to figure out the shear of a Kesevas Hagasa. And really it could be a Kesevas Hagasa is larger than a Kabetza. Or maybe they're the same shear. Really, it could be that a Kesevas and a Kebetza are the same shear, and Chadum, and Beis Shammai, meaning we assume that if they're the same shear, so then Beis Shammai would never have chosen the terminology of Kesevas over choosing the terminology of a Kebetza. Who says? Maybe it's not true. Maybe he just chose one, and he chose the shear of a Kesevas as opposed to saying Kebetza. And the Siach Yitzchak explains that perhaps the Svara to say such a thing would be that being that the shear of Sa'ar is the Kezayis, which is a Pri, so Beis Shammai wanted the shear of Chametz to also be represented by a Pri, so they chose Kesevas, as opposed to teaching a Kebetza, which a Betza is not a Pri, it's a food, but it's not a Pri, so that's why they chose the shear of a Kesevas. There's no Raya from here, for sure not a Raya from here, that the Kesevas is smaller than a Kebetza. So says the Gemara Elamei Hacha, Rav Zvid had a Raya from the following, Halacha Nechus Brachos, that that's the Raya that the Kesevas Hagasa is smaller than a Kabetza. What's the raya? Because the Mishnah says in Brachos, Ad kama mezamnin, how much does a person have to eat to be chayiv in zimun? Which is really another way of saying, how much does a person have to eat to be chayiv in benching midaraiso? So, or to be chayiv in benching. So says the Gemara, Ad kezayis div Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda aimer ad kebeitza. Rabbi Meir says, once a person eats a kezayis, and Rabbi Yehuda says, until he eats a kebeitza. Now, b'maika miflagi, what's the machlaikas based off of? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, savar v'achalto zuachila. The Torah says, with regards to the chayiv benching, v'achalto, v'savato, uverachto. You eat, and you become satiated, and you bench. So Rabbi Meir darshan the pasuk, v'achalto zuachila. That's referring to eating. V'savato zushtia. That's referring to drinking. And then the Torah says, bench. So what? How much does a person have to eat? So what's a standard achila? Standard achila is a kezayis. Achila b'kezayis. And therefore he says that the chiyuv benching is chal on the kezayis. Rav Yehuda savar, then no. When the Torah says v'chalta v'savata, it's not referring to eating and drinking. Rather, v'chalta v'savata means achila sheyesh basviya. We have to eat an amount that provides satiation. How much food does a person have to eat to become satiated? That share is a kebetza, so therefore the share for benching is the kebetza. Now, if you're going to think that the share, like Rav Yehuda, that the share of a kesevah sagasa on Yom Kippur, to be chayef karis for eating on Yom Kippur, is a kesevah sagasa, that that's larger than the kebetza, so that wouldn't make any sense. Because hash the kebetza sabu, if we see from this machlokes, in the Chayr, no one argues on this, that the shear to get svia, the shear to get mamish satiated, that that's a kabeitza, so you're going to think he doesn't have any comfort at that level. If he's satiated, surely he gets comfort, so why would the shear for Yom Kippur be larger than the shear of getting satiated? How could the shear be larger than a kabeitza? Alav shmamino, kesevah sagasa, sha'amru, is pachis mi kabeitza. It must be that the shear of a kesevah Sagasa is smaller than the kabeitza, and the way it works out is that kabeitza misaba, that the kabeitza gives a person mamish satiation, and kaseves is miyas v'daitik. Kaseves doesn't give a person mamish satiation, but it provides some level of comfort, it gives him yisha v'das, and therefore on Yom Kippur, that's the shir to be chayiv and kares, that's the shir that's a bitul of the inoy, it's not the shir that's chayiv and benching, that a person has to eat larger, he has to eat already a kabeitza, then he's ready to get satiated, that he's chayiv and benching, but already smaller than that, at a kaseves agasa, that's when a person gets Yishav Adas, and that's when he's Chayef Inyan Yom Kippur, which like we said, that's the way we paskin, like we have a raya from the Mishnah of Brachos, that a Kesevah Sagasa is smaller than a Kebetza.